Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week we have a fantastic interview with Oliver Colborne-Late from Brave Productions in Torquay.
Yeah, and keep on listening because Oliver gives out a really, really tasty deal for the hospitality industry. Yeah. And he's a videographer, so keep on listening for that.
It's outrageous. You must listen. So should we do some shout outs?
Yeah, you start us off.
Right. Last night I met some new Airbnb owners, Ben and Joe, so shout out to them. Also Elliot and Tom, Ian, Chris, Troy, Gen Z, Holly, Sam, Beth, and Nicole.
And I'd like to shout out Nick, Elif, Charlie, Flora, and Holly.
From the Barbican Beach Cafe. Hi, Holly. I'm sorry I missed you this week.
Yeah, you came past by for a little walk, and it was a nice little catch up.
We love pop-ins, so definitely anybody who's passing by, make sure you pop in.
Yeah.
We've got some hospitality hero interviews coming along.
Yeah, thank you very much, Torbay, for the overwhelming response. Your nominations have been incredible and we truly appreciate your participation. We have shout outs for all our nominated heroes and the people that appreciate them.
That's right.
Matthew, Ollie, Lydia, Howard, Sylvia, Chef Jordan and Kelly. And the interviews with nominated hospitality heroes will be starting soon. Each nominee will get their own chance to share their inspiring journey with us on the podcast. So keep an eye out for those interview schedules and don't forget to tune in.
Nice. So we're going to turn over to headline news, and honestly, it is chock-a-block. So the big news for hospitality was the autumn statement. Really, on Wednesday, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt announced business rates relief for hospitality were going to extend for a further 12 months, and that's a 75% discount on your rates for retail, hospitality, and leisure businesses. So that's really good.
It's huge news, yeah.
I know, and it allows you to claim relief of up to £110,000, wow. And that saves the average pub owner £12,800 a year.
Wow, round of applause for that.
Yeah, well done. Ooh. Never thought I'd cheer for that, but yeah. For suppliers and the pub trade, there's also freezing alcohol duty for 6 months to August, so it'll be a good summer.
Yes.
Right, and then there's news more locally.
Yeah, we have Leveling Up funding.
Wow.
A further £20 million is secured for Torbay Leveling Up funding, with a chunk of that for Brixham's Fish Quay. The proposal sets out how land will be reclaimed to extend the harbour and fish market in Brixham, which is awesome.
We were at the fish market, weren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. I don't know if they need any more money, but I'm sure they'll make good use of it.
Well, look at what they're going to do. It's like a big project.
Yeah. So the project will include the delivery of an extra 7,000 metres of quayside, creating additional landing space. This will enable up to an extra 5 fishing vessels to offload simultaneously. It also includes the construction of 2 new auction halls, doubling the current capacity.
Hmm.
That's great. That's really cool. These investments could lead to an increase in land and fish with a value of up to £20 million per year within 5 years, creating a forecast that 150 additional year-round jobs and more than £11 million adding value per year in fishing and linked activities.
That's right. So yeah, it's a really good good signals for Brixham. And that means that, well, I just like read a little blurb that Leader Thomas put out. He said, right, now that's like Leveling Up funding for Torquay, Leveling Up for Paignton funding is also part of that, is part of the photonics industry. And then now Leveling Up funding for Brixham. So it's a really good sign. And everybody in Torbay has a little share of it.
Yeah. I mean, with the fishing stuff, they've been able to grow that business really rapidly in the last couple of years. So I think this funding's, you know, come at the right time to the right people.
Yeah, definitely. It's great. And I mean, yeah, because it's a huge port already. So yeah, it's just going to set to be bigger. That's great. So yeah, we've got some congratulations in order. Yes. Do we have an applause?
So we have the congratulations is to the winners of the Devon Tourism Awards last week.
Yeah.
So Riverside B&B in Newton Abbot got bronze.
Bronze. Congratulations, ooh, right? I don't know that we can do applause for all of them because there's like 50 of them. So Ray Valley Camping in Newton Abbot won silver for the Camping and Caravanning Park of the Year.
Well done.
Right?
Carry Arms and Spa in Barbican got gold for Casual Dining Award.
Right, and that's not the last we'll hear of Carry Arms, so well done.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, the Raptor, our friends over at Torquay Water Sports, they won bronze for the experience of the year.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Beverly Holidays in Paignton got bronze for Holiday Park of the Year.
That's great.
And commended was South Bay Holiday Park in Brixham.
Nice. We're really like showing out for the holiday parks, which is great.
Yes.
Large Hotel of the Year went to Lincoln Hall in Torquay. They won silver.
Well done, Lincoln Hall.
That's right. And the Silver Pub of the Year, Offshore Bar and Restaurant, and our friends over there.
Yeah, nice. And we have Small World Tapas in Torquay, who got bronze for Restaurant of the Year.
That's incredible. I love
it. It's huge, yeah.
Do you go to Small World?
I haven't actually, no.
We need to. It's brilliant.
What's your favorite thing to get at Small World?
Everything. Everything. That's just it. You can just like keep ordering and keep ordering. And the service there is so nice and the wines are beautiful. So yeah, shout out Small World.
Aish Cross Holiday Cottages in Totnes got bronze for Self-Catering Accommodation of the Year.
Right. And here we are back at Carry Arms, commended for Small Hotel of the Year.
Well done.
And there's an Unsung Hero Award. Shelley Worthy Evely from Born Hectic Events, which I love the name of that.
That's a great
from Newton Abbott. She won the award for the Unsung Hero.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
We have the English Riviera Visitor Information Service in Torquay. And they got gold for Visitor Information Service of the Year.
Well done. Yeah.
And Claire Flower of Beverly Holiday Parks got outstanding contribution to Devon Tourism.
That's amazing. Congratulations to Claire.
Yeah, well done.
And more congratulations are due to the Carry Arms. They were out down in London. They won the prestigious Reader's Award at the Condé Nast Johansson Awards for Excellence 2024. Congratulations.
Okay, so now we can give the round of applause for everyone. This is for everyone.
Well done, everybody.
Woo! I like your little click there.
Right, so we head over to hotel news. There's a nice event coming up, one for your diary.
Yeah, so the TDA are running a Bed and Breakfast Success. It's a workshop for aspiring and current owners. And it's going to be held at the Torbay Business Centre on January the 16th, 2024, obviously, at 10 a.m. So if you're thinking of running a B&B but not sure if it's right for you, or if you've recently moved into your B&B but not sure where to start with marketing and social media, and you don't know how to compete in a crowded market, all this and more will be covered in the one-day intensive course in running a bed and breakfast business. The workshop will be delivered by the award-winning owner of The 25.
Right.
Andy Bannon-Price is the co-owner of The 25 Boutique B&B, a multi-award winning, and I just want to preface that multi, because they've lost count at this point.
How many I know. I think they had to build a new shelf for all of the awards.
Yeah, he's got over 20 years of experience running high-end hospitality businesses and offering world-class customer service, and he now offers training and consultancy to pass on his expertise. The workshop is funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund and is only available to Torbay residents.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really like that. And this is free.
Yeah, yeah, it's free, and it's run by a really renowned expert in the space.
Yeah, everybody knows Andy, and you know how confident he is, and you know how much skill and expertise he has. So yeah, I think that's brilliant. Yeah. Nice workshop, and it's intensive, one day for free. You've got to sign up, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm also just. From our chat that we had with Andy the other day, you're definitely going to get a lot of value from that. And well done to Andy for getting this organized, because it's clearly, you know, one of the first steps in his new business.
That's right. So, Neon Duck.
Neon Duck. Congratulations, Andy.
Well done. Right. The Crowndale Hotel in Torquay has some rooms available for this weekend starting on Friday the 24th. So it's an adults only place, so it's perfect for a nice quiet getaway. They've got a 2-night bed and breakfast weekend break. It's £55 per room per night, 2 nights. And the price is based on 2 people sharing a double or king size. And if you're interested, you can message them on 01803-293-068. And it's a nice escape.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really, really nice deal.
Yeah. So, right, heading over to restaurant news.
Yeah, we have huge news.
I know.
Have you seen Unspotted that Ephesus is moving premises?
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It will be moving from the former Boston Tea Party between Debenhams and the Apple and Parrot, right on the Clock Tower Circle in Torquay.
I know.
People love the Ephesus.
I know.
Their mixed grill is legendary. congratulations to their team.
I know. We're going to start the Lamb podcast. that's all I want. And honestly, everybody over here at the offices has been like, oh, the hummus and flatbread, that is like life-giving. So, oh, yeah.
So nice.
Congratulations to Ephesus.
Yeah, big congratulations.
A Thatch Tavern in Devon has a 5-course game taster menu tonight, ooh, the 23rd of November. So it's either £65 or £85 with a wine flight. And why not? To book, you go to 01803-327-140. And listen to one of the dishes. Ready for this? Maple glazed pigeon breast on a warm black pudding potato cake. You believe that?
Whoa. You went too fast. What's, yeah. What's a warm black pudding potato cake?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that before. That sounds chef. So interesting.
Soft boiled quails, eggs, damson ketchup, and wood sorrel. I mean, you know, sorrel. This is high, you know, fine dining. So yeah, with a Chenin Blanc Viognier.
Oh, very nice.
South Africa. Nice. Very, very nice. So that was just a sample of what you can get tonight. So hurry up, walk, or, yeah, what is it? Run, don't walk. Head over to, and give them a call at Thatch Tavern over in Maidencombe.
Yeah, and Shoals Restaurant is hosting a pie and pint nights every Wednesday from now on.
Wow.
And that's chicken and smoked bacon and leek pie, or the Shoals luxury fish pie. Mm. And it's served with a side of seasonal veg, and you either have a pint or glass of wine. It's every Wednesday evening. It's just £23, so make sure you book. When they're gone, they're gone.
Oh, I like that.
And also, do let them know if you have any vegan or veggie requests or requirements. Mm. And let them know that 24 hours prior to arrival.
Nice. We'll see you there. Right. Wigig. When it's gone, it's gone.
What'd you say?
Wigig.
Wigig.
That's what we used to use in food production. So if you're at the end of a line of production and it's like, right, that's the last we're going to do. When it's gone, it's gone. W-I-G-I-G.
Wigig.
Wigig.
Wigig. Wigig. Okay, from now I'm going to start saying wigging.
Wigging. Ollie's are hosting the famous sax player Daniel Costin for New Year's Eve. Unbelievable. He's a vibe. I know. He was going to light the place up. Email them or call them to book. So it's info@olliesrestaurant.co.uk or the telephone number 01803-297-177.
Yeah, right. And now let's have a look at some Christmas and New Year's Eve events.
Here we go.
So lanterns, lights, and illuminations kicks off the weekend.
Wow.
They've got over 40 market stalls set up in both days, spread across the quay.
And that's Brixham.
Yeah, that's in Brixham.
Nice.
That's the Strand and Middle Street. Plus, there's going to be loads of entertainment. So head over to Brixham this weekend for all the festivities.
Oh, wow. And so I didn't realize that. I thought that lights and illuminations was just like, that I didn't realize it was like focused on a particular area.
Okay.
But Middle Street is really popular now. And I guess so is the quay. And I guess is the Strand the part where the mermaid is?
I was going to ask where Middle Street is.
Middle Street is where the Curious Kitchen is.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So, well, there's loads of streets over there. And so, I can't wait for that. And I wonder what all of the light up little characters are going to be and everything this year. I can't wait to see all the photos.
Do you know if that's connected to the Bay of Lights?
It is. It is part of the Bay of Lights. The Bay of Lights is now Paint and Glow Wild over at the zoo, the Brixham Lanterns, Lights and Illuminations, the Train of Lights, and also the Illumination Trail.
I've been seeing the Train of Lights pass by. It looks awesome.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, can you see it go past the cherry tree?
Well, if you're on the top floor of the cherry tree and you look at the, because you can basically make out the train station.
Okay.
Their little train station.
Yeah.
And you can see it's all lit up.
As
you would enter, which looks really, really beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I can't. Well, we've been seeing some of the images come through from Scott Williams Photography and also a few from Chris Slack. So keep them coming because we love to see the train.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. So, right. There's a Christmas market coming. Devon Maid is hosting a Christmas market 10 to 3 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday at Stage Left in Paignton. It's right beside the Palace Theatre. Meet the makers and crafters and picked up one-of-a-kind gifts from small businesses from all around Tor Bay. You'll find beautiful prints from our friend Stella, candles, jewelry, pottery, skincare products, and gifts for everyone on your Christmas list. So shout out Devon Maid and shout out all the business babes on my WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's awesome. Have they been messing around saying that they're going to be there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. So it's really fun.
So cool.
Yeah, shout out Caitlin. I mean, just everybody, yeah. I can't even remember them all, but yeah. It's really nice, though, that it's like, you know, like makers, and crafters from local areas. So
yeah, I think it's more of an experience than just shopping.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's so kind. Yeah, so yeah,
you get to have a story with the product that you bought.
Definitely. People are really passionate about the things that they make. So yeah, it's nice to share that. Sunset Social Club is thrilled to announce their first ever Christmas party.
Very cool.
I know. Jack and Mark, shout out. They've spent their childhood surfing right in front of the shoreline at Paynton Beach. And they are so excited to celebrate this event at such a meaningful location. It's on the 23rd of December, 4 p.m. till midnight. Entry is free.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's incredible. Like, we'll definitely be there. And the 23rd of December is like such a big party night.
Yeah.
It's like Drinksmas Eve.
You know what? For my family, 23rd is my dad's birthday.
Oh, is it? Yes. I'll see you over at Shoreline.
Unfortunately for him, having a birthday that close to Christmas isn't that fun, I think.
Well, it's fun now because it's a Sunset Social Club first ever Christmas party. So Christmas is the perfect time to spread the positive vibes, and they're eager to bring together their friends and guests for this festive celebration.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it's really good. And then staying with the boys at Sunset Social, don't forget they've got their New Year's Eve party. It's at the Hampton by Hilton, and it's got a great Gatsby theme. And they're putting on something that's truly memorable. Tickets are £35, and contact Sunset Social Club on Instagram for more details.
That's awesome.
Nice.
We also have the Bay of Lights. So the Bay of Lights Christmas illumination. The trail is coming, and it's going to be magical.
I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely magical. The trail is set up in Torquay and will open from the 1st to the 31st of December. We are hosting a special light display right here on Beacon Quay.
Top secret.
A top secret, unless you want to come.
Yeah. It's top secret until next week, until they start assembling it, and then it'll be public.
And there's going to be a dozen more businesses all dedicated to making Torbay a destination this winter. Look for enchanted gardens, a huge Christmas tree, lighted archways, bridges, palm trees, and a special surprise along the way that you might not expect.
I'm so excited about the surprise.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, should I do the thanks? Thanks to our Illumination Trail partners. Yes. So we've got Mayhouse Dental, Torbay Business Forum, Tor Abbey, Big Wave Marketing, EF Language School, Peer Point, Future Technical Solutions, ER Bid, Healthy Selfie, The Babican Model Village, and Auto and 21.
I love the name Healthy Selfie.
I know, right? Oh, and Treat Marketing, who's sponsoring the last one over here on Beacon Quay, the surprise one. So yeah, stay tuned. So do you want me to cover this Santa visit? It's so exciting.
Yeah, go for it.
Santa is coming to Pier Point. They're going to be open every day during the festive period. And from the 16th to the 23rd, Santa Claus himself is going to be there.
Wow.
So they've got a Santa's Grotto, and it's for kids age 2 and up. It's only £15 each, and they get a visit and a little gift and everything. So if you go to pier-point.co.uk/Santa by the Sea, and what is better, that all of the profits from the Christmas Grotto are going to be donated to Rowcroft Hospice.
Yeah, I love Lorraine's efforts towards Rowcroft. I think she has some really creative ways of
raising money
and creating a bit of a hype around that charity cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Nice.
We have Harbour 16 have released their New Year's Eve menu.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
We've got some interesting
interesting menu items here.
Interesting items for sure.
Ooh, yeah.
You can either have two courses for £60 per person, or three courses for £70 per person. So obviously you're going to go for three courses.
Obviously.
And to start, you're going to have a mezze board.
Ooh.
With lots of stuff like rosemary, focaccia, olives, stuffed vine leaves, all that kind of stuff.
Cypriot meatballs.
Are you excited about the Cypriot meatballs?
I love a meatball. It's amazing. I don't know what a Cypriot one is, so that looks good. I love the mains.
Yeah.
The tomahawk. It's just tomahawk. That's all it says.
Yeah, these are pretty.
I love that.
You know what a tomahawk is.
I do. But I want the next one.
Yeah. Oh, what? The lobster and fillet steak.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
These are really, really, you know, high class.
Yeah, like really luxury
items.
Well, it's New Year's Eve. Only comes once a year.
Exactly.
It's time to celebrate your New Year's, and over at Harbour 16. So it says you need to book and you have to pre-order. So it's really good.
And you've got to go for the three courses, because that pudding, the honeycomb parfait. Ooh.
Ooh. Is that up your road? I'm the chocolate and hazelnut mousse.
Okay,
what is chocolate hazelnut? Is that Nutella?
Nutella, essentially, yeah.
Do you know what flavor white chocolate hazelnut is?
No.
Kinder Bueno. Not kidding.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Okay. That's food news.
I love a good white hot chocolate.
Mm. Ooh, I know. I had a white chocolate creme brulee at that Devon Women in Business. Honestly,
that sounds great.
I could have eaten 10 of them. I don't know what was wrong with me. It just hit the spot. What is it about white chocolate? Is it just like buttery or something? Or?
I mean, I think white chocolate doesn't actually have any chocolate in it.
No.
It's all flavoring. There's no actual cocoa beans in there.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're putting in there, but it's like crack, I swear.
We're addicted. Send the white chocolate.
Yeah, so we got some bar news now.
We do. Have you heard about, there's an upcoming beer and cider festival.
I've not heard that.
It's the 1st to the 3rd of December, so it's coming up like in just a week's time. It's at the Queen's Arms in Brixham, and it's going to be a great event, all in aid of Shoalstone. Oh God, this one always trips me up. Shoalstone Seawater Pool in Brixham. So the festival is actually going to have a judging event on Thursday, the 30th of November at 7. So if you're interested, sign up at the bar as soon as possible, and then you can be a judge. It's definitely something you don't want to miss.
Yeah, very nice.
So right, we're heading over to Boathouse News. Boathouse Watch, you ready?
The news is...
Right? Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Thanks anyway for Paul for tagging us into a beautiful sunset. So we've got that. Anyway, so Paul has been in touch, but it's just to share sunsets, not Boathouse News. Sorry.
Next time, Paul.
Next time. Right. We're going to head over to Supplier News. So you know who I had coffee with last Friday? You know that I went out for coffee to Below Decks and I saw Simon.
Yeah.
And so, I had met him a couple times, like kind of out and about networking. And obviously he's a sponsor of the podcast. So I wanted to have a look at my policy renewal.
Okay.
And we were just saying it's really nice to get out and actually meet with your insurance, your insurance agent. And we agree that it's kind of the best part about working with Simon is just how personal he is, because you're not dealing with kind of faceless call centers or these kind of no reply email addresses, which I've been battling for a week here. It's just a real business relationship. That sounds, so it's quite good.
Yeah, it sounds refreshing. It's not just about him selling you a policy.
No, right? No, not at all. And my policy was renewing, and I wanted to call them to say, I don't want to renew. I want to have somebody else look at it. And they were just I couldn't reach anybody. And it was just a call center. And then they weren't open until 9 a.m. I just think...
It's just barriers, right?
Yeah. I want to call Simon, right? Yeah. He's more like a trusted colleague. He listens. He gives really good advice. And everything from your renewals, any claims that you have, understanding the value of your business and checking your coverage, he's just there for you.
Yeah, and I've heard that he's pretty savvy about cyber insurance as well, right?
I know. He's always on top of things. And it's reassuring to know that you just have somebody like that in your corner.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So get in touch with Simon at 077-60-346-561. And then also you can follow them on socials. His company is Consilio Torbay Teenbridge, and that's Consilio with a K.
Consilio with a K.
That's right.
And also with Supply News, we have The Wine Box.
Mm. Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay, so head to The Wine Box for their winter open tasting on Saturday the 16th of December from 12 until 6. Some sample festive tipples to get into the spirit of Christmas by topping up your wine rack ready for the big day. Best of all, it's free.
A free wine tasting over at the Wine Box.
That sounds incredible.
Pop that in your diary. 16th of December, 12 to 6.
Yeah.
Amazing. So right, headed over to some attractions news. Have you ever gone to Colton Fishacre?
I've heard, maybe.
Yeah, I've seen it on signs. I've not been. So there is this, it's right by the coast, and it sparkles with frost for the winter, and they get a really kind of festive touch when you're out these bracing walks. So this winter they've gone all out with decorations and experiences, and so you can soak up these little magical moments over at Colton Fishacre. And they've also set up some spots where you can take your Christmas card photos, so that's quite fun, isn't it?
That's very cute.
So that's at Colton Fishacre. They're open every weekend 11 to 4, and then once you kind of really get into Christmas from the 20th onwards, they're open it daily, and then they're also open during Twixmas from the 27th.
What's Twixmas?
The spot between Christmas and New Year's.
Why Twix?
It's between and twixt. It's like a English, I guess. Twixmas. I don't know.
That's very sweet.
I only speak American. God knows. Twixmas. So no booking is necessary and normal admission fees apply.
Yeah. Now looking at the train of lights. The train of lights has started the service.
Well, congratulations, Serenade. Well done. Well done, guys.
It looks awesome. Yeah. Really, really. I mean, we've said it already, but it's just so like cool to see that train go past the whole bay.
Mm.
If you're at the beach or something and you can just see it go past, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. Where is the bridge that they take those photos? Do you know where the bridges are? Yeah,
that's by Broadsands.
By Broadsands. But it's not the big railway bridge up the tip top, that big arched thing.
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
I think that's Broadsands, yeah.
Oh, okay. Does the train of lights go over that big?
Yes.
I want to say like an aqueduct, but
yeah, I know what you're talking about. It looks like kind of an old timey bridge.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like a Roman bridge.
I'm like drawing with my hands like big arches here, so I don't know what I'm looking at. So yeah, I'm gonna have to research that because I would like to go and see it at night and like take my own photos. You know what I mean? And go see it because obviously it's sold out, so you can't get on it.
Everyone that I've taken to that bridge, that's not from the UK, they always say like it feels like Hogwarts. It feels like we're in Harry Potter right now.
I love that. But there's something going on at Cockington Court that you may not expect.
Okay.
It's very unique. They're hosting an intergalactic grotto
Intergalactic? Whoa.
I know. Darth Vader is coming to Cockington Court. I'm not kidding. It's happening.
Is this an alternate universe where Darth Vader is actually Santa Claus? Yes. Darth Vader brings your presents.
It's happening on... All right. It's happening on Sunday, the 10th of December, and the slots start at 10 a.m. So from 10 a.m. on the 10th.
That's very funny.
And you can buy tickets at the gallery that's next to Cockington Court and just use cash or card. And ticket prices are reasonable, too. It's £8 for kids and £5 for adults. And it includes a 45-minute slot, and you can do crafts, you play with Lego, and you meet Lord Vader in his grotto. Isn't that great? And you get a gift bag. I think it's cool. It seems like a nice experience for somebody who's just, like just something different.
Definitely something different if you want to start like a new family tradition.
Yeah, exactly. So they're limiting the number of people per session between 8 and 10, and then you need to have an adult there to supervise, and it's for children 3 to 18 years old. So that would be quite cool for like a teenager who's too old for like the Santa thing, and they want to have something else. Maybe they're into their Legos and gaming and Minecraft and stuff like that. It's quite cool.
Interesting. Yeah,
really neat. Anyway, we've got some events here. So over at Tor Abbey.
Yeah, Winterfest is back.
Nice.
Yeah, Winterfest at Tor Abbey is a popular Christmas gift and craft fair that's returning for another year.
Oh.
It's set in the beautiful Spanish barn at Tor Abbey.
Beautiful.
And is happening this weekend.
Mm.
You can expect to find an array of handmade crafts from unique jewelry pieces to festival home decor and even cards and ornaments.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice. Over 30 talented artisans will be showcasing their creations, so it's a great opportunity to shop for unique gifts that you won't usually find in regular stores. Plus, there will be live seasonal entertainment and delicious festive treats to enjoy.
I love a treat.
I do love a treat. And if you're lucky, you might even get to meet some of the friendly alpacas.
They're alpacas?
I didn't know that.
I'm excited about this.
Bizarre.
It's good.
Very fun. The Christmas alpacas. So if you're looking for a fun and festive way to kick off the holiday season, and you're looking to get some of those Christmas shopping done a little bit earlier this year, then make sure to mark your calendars for this event. It's happening on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th, so that's this weekend, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Spanish Barn, Tor Abbey. Admission is £3.50 per adult, which is pretty low, actually, which also includes admission to the house and gardens.
Ooh, oh, wow. That's good. That's includes awesome. Quite a bit.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Do you find that it takes you a bit of effort to get into the Christmas spirit, or are you just like naturally Christmassy all year round? Okay. I think that's the answer to that one. Yeah, I've changed over to Heart Christmas. Part Christmas, by the way, on the DAB radio, has been going since like the 31st of August. So yeah, I've got that on permanently in the car. And in the offices here, a treat. We're looking a bit festive. The tree is up. We've got mince pies and Stollen.
What's Stollen?
Stollen is a little cake.
Okay, is that German?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I don't know. Sweet. We had it when I was a little girl. So yeah. So I made sure to get mince pies and little cakes and stuff. And we're going to be having some festive drinks and things on Friday. So yeah, we're getting in the spirit here. Definitely.
I mean, for my mom, and I agree with her, after Gemma's birthday,
Yeah?
It's Christmas.
Okay. I love that. Today's Thanksgiving in America, so happy Thanksgiving to all my American listeners. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you going to celebrate? Are you going to have a nice little meal?
Yeah, we're going to have Thanksgiving on Saturday.
Okay, sweet.
I know, but it's, you know what's gutting is that, like, when I go on Facebook today, everybody's going to have, like, these big family photos.
Yeah.
And I'm just at work. So it's a bit meh.
Yeah, but never mind. You'll have yours on Saturday.
That's right. And yeah. We're going to, yeah. So if you're, so I think people like need to kind of mark like when they're going to get into the Christmas spirit. So if you're lagging behind this year and you're not feeling it, I think definitely head over to Tor Abbey. That sounds really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
The Spanish Barn, it's cheap as chips. And, you know, they've got the treats and they've got all the craft and they're going to have music and alpacas.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly how much admission is usually to the house and gardens, but £3.50 for just that is great value. And you also go to the Christmas market. I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
I think it's going to be really fun. Yeah. So here's one for the diary. We're very excited. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So at Blackpool Sands every summer, there's a big festival. It's called Tunes in the Sands.
Okay.
And Chris Moyles is coming to host a 90s hangover party on Saturday the 13th of July. And it's, so the Tunes in the Sands is a two-day festival. They've got DJs, food, drinks, family entertainment. So follow them on Facebook, search Tunes on the Dunes or visit Tunes on the Sands or visit tunesonthesands.com.
Oh, very cool.
So yeah, that's really good. So that'll be in July. But yeah, tickets I think were £75 for the whole weekend. So yeah, I'm definitely looking at that. I need a festival. I'm feeling like I need summer vibes.
Yeah. Is it kind of festival that you go and camp there or do you come back and then go...
I don't know. I'm just going to book it and then figure it out because you've got time between now and July to like kind of put everything together. It's cool.
All right, let's have a look at the jobs board for this week.
We're ready.
So the Church House Inn are looking for an assistant manager and that's in Paignton. We are looking for a front of house supervisor for the Pig and Whistle Inn in Totnes.
Okay. There's waiting staff needed over at the Belgrave Sands Hotel and Spa and a front desk receptionist over at the Queen's Hotel in Paignton.
Yeah, and if you want to find any of those jobs, that's Indeed, type in hospitality in Paignton.
Nice. So over to the live music calendar. Thursday, Schofield Funk Duo is at the Kents in Wellswood from 8 p.m. They're going to take the lid off there. I can't wait. And Harbour Duo is playing at the Offshore in Torquay from 8:30.
Yeah, and then on Friday, we have Harbour UK in the Lansdowne Pub Dawlish, and that's from 9:30, and that's the full band. We also have on Friday Out of the Box, which is rock pop, and they're a duo, at Seamus O'Donnell's in Torquay from 9 p.m. We have Craig Osmond, that's acoustic styled music, at the Devon Arms in Torquay from 9 p.m. and this Friday the Red Cups are at Rock Bottom Tynmouth from 9 p.m.
Oh, amazing. On Saturday, Harbour in the full band is playing at Griffin Bar Torquay from 4. And The Craving. I love that name. I don't know why. It's like so cravey.
Do you crave The Craving?
60s and 70s covers. And that's a duo. They're playing at the Crown and Anchor in Brixham from 8:30. And Tricycle plays covers at the Kirkham Street Sports and Social Club in Paignton from 9:15. Riviera Dogs is a five-piece that does 80s covers. They're going to be playing at the Spinning Wheel Inn. Tickets are £8. They kick off at 9, but I've heard that the Riviera Dogs are really good, so I think that's the one I'm going to go to.
Okay,
ooh,
nice.
Sunset Social, they're starting a Paul's Youth residency.
Yeah, I think they've been in that residency for a little while now.
Oh, okay, so it's just continuing.
It's continuing their residency this Saturday.
Brilliant. Lots of shout-outs for this is Saturday, a Sunset Social podcast. We're ready.
And on Sunday, we have the Harbour Duo playing in Torquay Tennis Club from around 3 p.m.
I love that. The tennis club doesn't have live music that often, so it's really nice. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, you can play your tennis, have a little rave.
Yeah, rave. Yeah, but the duo is really nice.
Yeah, and we also have on Sunday Booster, which is rock and pop covers, and it's the four piece at Griffin Bar in Torquay.
Right, you ready to head over to the weather?
Yeah, I think it's going to be... it's going to be a good weekend. We're going to see some beautiful skies. Mm. We're going to have nice sun some of the time.
Right.
if we look at the actual...
Oh, okay. What? Are you saying that wasn't the actual forecast?
Well, hopefully. On Saturday, it's going to be 8 degrees and cloudy, apparently. Mm. And on Sunday, it's going to be 9 degrees and sunny.
Yes.
So we're going to at least have half of that beautiful sky weekend.
That's brilliant. So now we're going to head over and talk to Ollie from Brave Productions. He's here with a fantastic offer for the hospitality sector.
Yeah, and we met Ollie at the...
Riviera Connect.
Yes, and we were sat right next to him, and he had a really interesting display out where you could kind of kind of like a game, but almost as if you're a drone operator.
Operating this drone.
Cool. So he's got all this equipment primed and ready to come help out your hospitality business. Let's have a listen.
And here we are with Oliver Colborne Late. He's the Chief Technical Officer at Brave Production Studios. Welcome, Oliver.
Thank you.
Or should I call you Ollie?
Let's do Ollie.
We're on a first name basis. So yeah, I just wanted to see, we're here at the Riviera Connect event, and we've been talking because Ollie's got a really interesting stand. He's got drones over here. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Ollie.
Yeah, so thanks. So we use drones for predominantly kind of aerial photography and then surveying, but looking more towards supporting the businesses in the Bay with, you know, have you repainted your property? Do you want some more internal photos doing? Perhaps you want to show guests kind of what borders your property and what experience they can have around. So looking at utilizing kind of 360 videos and images so people can get a good view of what you're offering them, maybe what your bedrooms look like or your facilities. So yeah, really trying to support those who are new to the Bay and perhaps make some new friends along the way.
Okay, nice.
Just to clarify, the drone isn't the 360 camera. That's two different things, yeah?
But can't you do FPV? I think you can do fly-throughs, can't you?
You could do fly-throughs, FPV, so that's quite tricky, but it's definitely doable. But no, we'd use a static 360 camera and kind of then take photos to then build that kind of environment for you.
Sure.
So, but we can also do that with LiDAR scanners as well, so if you want that really kind of pinpoint and very accurate representation of your property and what you offer, that's definitely another way to do it.
I think the LiDAR would be really good for anybody who's like selling their property, wouldn't it? Because then they can get like down to the inch or what is
centimeter,
it? A millimeter. Sorry, I'm on the imperial system. So you can get down to the centimeter for like the measurements for your rooms and things. And I imagine your folks run a 20-something room hotel to try to like get all of those measurements for all of the square footage. Isn't like LiDAR really good for that?
I think they don't need to the centimeter. They just need to the, how many rooms do we got? Is it 23 or 24?
Oh, really? Don't they have to know? Single or double? No? Oh, okay. I don't know. This is a serious thing. We're talking about LiDAR here.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I think, there's different life cycles of the business where your kind of tools and expertise will come in really helpful.
Mm.
I think as you're saying, as someone comes in, starts a business, wants to maybe have marketing materials, maybe want to just have those numbers on file so they can say, okay, the lounge is this big. We don't need to get out the tape measure every time. We have almost like a 3D model of that. Of that building.
Absolutely. That's what the great thing about the LiDAR is. We create what's known as a dollhouse, effectively. Yeah. So then you get this kind of really nice section initially that you'll see, but then you can get down to the kind of room level of what does this look like, you know, how many steps is it from the car park to the living room or the car park to main reception, and that really makes you feel guests kind of like they understand where they're going. There's no secrecy anymore.
Yes,
you know, they can be confident that actually I'm able to get to where I need to go.
Yeah.
They understand, you know, maybe somebody's, I don't know, allergic to a particular tree. Oh, look, there's a giant oak above it. Mm. Maybe I shouldn't be going there.
No, it's fascinating. Yeah. I love that. I was telling you a story about this hotel that was pink and they painted themselves blue and they cannot get the Google Maps to come round again. You know, when's the last time you saw a Google Maps car? Have you ever seen one?
Not recently.
I've seen one, but it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Do you know why?
Because
it's all user-generated content, meaning that it's up to you now to use the Google, like, it's called, like, Google Studio or Google... It's called, like, Google Map Studio, and you upload your very own 360 image to it, and so that is how you get your Google, you know, the Google Maps thing where you're, like, spinning around in the road, that little man that stands in the road and spins around and looks at that pink hotel, that's how you get him to see the blue one. You have to upload it yourself.
Well, we can definitely help with, you know, people getting their correct imaging, you know, because it's quite a difference between pink and blue.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's difficult to find that kind of service, I think yeah. When you're looking for someone like that, I think you'd very often find photographers.
But not all of them do 360.
Do 360, and not all of them have a specialization in that.
Yeah.
And expertise with LiDAR and with the drone, with the whole setup.
Yeah,
it's like you're real experts in it. But, you know, I think a lot of hospitality businesses, they go on, they Google their business, and they can see that the pictures are all out of date, and they just don't know how to fix them.
Yeah.
But it is like something where you need to have the right app, you need to have the right format of the media that you have to upload, and so that's why you need to call an expert like Brave Production Studio.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. And it's really true. Sometimes you get a bit lost in the mire, thinking, what is best for my business? How can I make this more kind of identifiable to me? And, you know, and from that, you know, October, November, December, we really want to support you, those that listen to you, by offering 50% off.
Whoa, that's amazing.
50% off? Are you serious?
Really? Oh, my God.
We work in the Bay. We want to make sure that, you know, these businesses are there to come. So
crazy,
why not? Let's help each other out.
All right. Yeah. So how does someone claim that offer?
Well, if they can kind of email braveproductionstudio@gmail.com, tell us where they heard this from you guys, from your podcast. And then we'll start looking at what we can do for them and to support them with that.
Nice offer.
And just to get an overview of all the services that you guys
can
offer.
Yeah, let's have a big list.
Because actually, my parents, my mom was talking about a drone at some stage. They've just built the new website. And her vision was to have a drone video going from the hotel, comes out, sees the hotel, and then, because we're right next to the sea, goes and just kind of pans down, so you're seeing the whole of that paint and seafront area. That was her dream for it. I think she had a friend who had a drone, tried to organize things, but it's
the thing, though, when you've got a mate or a friend or a cousin,
Yeah.
You're a professional. You know, we were going through off mic. We were going through, like, all of your qualifications. Could you run through them again?
Yeah. So we have what's known as GVC, and we're also licensed by the CAA, so the Civil Aviation Authority. So we have our own kind of public liability insurance. We've got our own insurances for our drones. So we actually put in place what's called NOTAMs, which is Notice to Airmen. And unfortunately, that stuck with airmen, not airwomen. So actually, it lets other aerial vehicles in the area know when a drone is going to be there, how long it's going to be there for. Also mindful around kind of, you know, are the police out? We're checking various apps, you know, and then we'll always try and land and get out of the way if there's, you know, an air ambulance in the area. So we're really conscientious to know that we respect other air users. But what we're offering, you know, aerial photography, photogrammetry, which is where you layer up multiple pictures to build a bigger picture up, LiDAR scanning of rooms and of premises, as well as mapping, surveying, 360 video.
Sure.
And then we also work with some partners as well to do traditional video and photography as well. So
cool.
The complete package, we like to think.
Okay.
And if someone wants to get 50% off that package,
contact
braveproductionstudio@gmail.com
and tell them that you heard it on the hospitality podcast.
Bingo.
Nice. Do you want to give a shout out to anyone, Ollie, before you go? No pressure.
No, I don't think I do.
There's crickets.
That's amazing.
Right. All right, amazing. Well done, Ollie. All right, thanks so much for that special offer. I'm sure everybody's going to take you up on it. So hopefully they will. So yeah, we'll see you soon.
Thanks
Ollie.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Ha ha ha! Oh, amazing. Yeah, it was so good to meet Ollie and to hear about this incredible offer that he's got for the sector.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty outstanding offer. Yeah. So yeah. If you do want to take him up on that, I would get in contact as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely. All right, brilliant. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, and subscribe and follow us on Instagram and click all the buttons and... Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and come down to Beacon King.
All right, bye.
Like a honey chili kind of thing. I think I moved house with it and it kind of dried up a little bit. I don't know. Anyway, I squeezed the sriracha sauce so hard the other night that like the nipple flew off and my food was like coated in sriracha sauce. So it was just like a wild scene over here.